There's no excuse. It was stupid. I'm a big dum-dum. I understand that. I hope you do too. Now we can move along on the same page. Let's get into TV streaming. In TV streaming, we have some follow-ups, we have a correction, and we have one piece of news. So we're going to start things off with the correction. I stand corrected on one of, I can't remember which syndicated outlet I got this correction on. I believe it was Big Show Entertainment Network. Because I don't really hear from the people necessarily very much over on Nerdy Legion as far as listeners go. But either way, I'm sure somebody caught it on the Nerdy Legion feed as well. Let the right one in. I'm going to stop burying the lead now. Let the right one in. I said was French like 17 times. And I do apologize. It is not French. The movie is not French. The book is not French. It is Swedish. I think I wrote it down in my notes incorrectly because I think I was mid-conversation with somebody when I took that note and the word French came up and then I clung to that. I don't know. There's no excuse. It was stupid. I'm a big dum-dum. I understand that. I hope you do too. Now we can move along on the same page. So that is our one correction. Our first follow-up has to do with the ongoing Batwoman situation. Apparently, Kate Kane is returning to the series. Even though they said she probably wouldn't, and now they are also recasting Kate Kane, even though they said they definitely wouldn't. They have recast the part with an actress named Wallace Day. I'm not 100% familiar with her work. I know she's got a little bit of nerd cred. I didn't put in the notes because it was a follow-up, so my notes are even less detailed for follow-ups, but she has done some nerdy things in her recent past filmography, but nothing extensive, so maybe it'll be okay. Maybe she'll be a better actress than Ruby Rose. Ruby Rose, I kind of dig Ruby, just I didn't like her as Batwoman, so I don't know. Very interesting situation. Maybe this is a sign of them trying to wrap things up so that they can tie a neat little bow on it for season three. Maybe this is almost confirmation of rumor that we talked about in the last episode. We're only time will tell. We're going to be moving on. Our next piece of follow-up news has to do with American Horror Story. I should have mentioned it in the previous episode, but I didn't because I was waiting for the official announcement and not the announcement of the announcement, because that would have been even more silly, I feel like. But yeah, the official announcement for season 10 is that it is going to be called Double Feature. One by Land, One by Sand was the very quick description that we got from Ryan Murphy. It sounds like aliens and sea monsters and weird. It's American Horror Story, so what else could we expect? It sounds, though, that this is going to be a little bit more of a return to form for the previous seasons leading up to, I think Roanoke was the first one that really broke the mold, and then 1984 was pretty different as well, though kind of a return to form almost. So this sounds like it's going to be more of that return to form to those first, like, seven seasons, roughly, or six seasons. I think Roanoke was seven. Anyway, so yeah, season 10, going to be interesting. Let's move into the actual news for today's TV streaming section, and that is Berserker. For those of you that have been following the proper, my generally nerdy news feed on YouTube or on the SoundCloud or iTunes or wherever you're listening on the audio version, then you know that Berserker is the Keanu Reeves comic book that has been put out by Boom Studios that was entirely crowdfunded and blew up, is the largest release that Boom Studios has ever had. So the upper ups at Boom and Keanu Reeves and company are all getting together with Netflix, apparently, to turn this into not just a series, but also a movie. Apparently, it's going to start off as a live action movie starring none other than Keanu Reeves and produced by Mr. Reeves himself as well. And then it's going to move into an animated series with Keanu Reeves doing the voice for the main character, like you would expect, and also with upper ups at Boom and Keanu and some over at Netflix being producers on the project. Sounds pretty freaking awesome. I can't wait. There was no release date just yet, as you would expect, because they did just announce the existence of the project. That being said, we will be keeping tabs on it, and that is all we have for TV streaming, nerds. So let's get into the movies. Movies is just follow-ups today. We only have three follow-ups. One of them's kind of a bummer, and one of them's kind of a sign of better things out on the horizon. So the bummer piece is The Flash. Michael Keaton did an interview recently with Deadline saying that he is not 100% signed on to the project. There's a lot going on in his life, apparently. This is just one of many potential projects. So apparently he has not signed any kind of contract, though he is under, I don't know, maybe he has signed like a perspective, prospect contract, woo words, but nothing that has nailed him in for sure to this movie. He hasn't even read the script, according to the interview with Deadline. So I feel like he should be reading the script if he wants to do the movie, right? We'll see. So he said that it largely depends on how COVID projects and how things related to COVID kind of unravel over the next few months out in the UK, which presumably is where they're going to be filming a large bulk of this movie. So we'll be keeping tabs for sure, but at least we know for certain that he is interested, kind of, in the project. He has also not been signed on to do anything with the Batman Beyond Batgirl situation that has been kicking around in the rumor mill for so long, so that a lot of nerds are going, that's a horrible idea. Why would you do that? So that's kind of good for them. I mean, if you're looking forward to Batgirl Beyond, then maybe you're kind of bummed, but I honestly don't know a lot of nerds in that camp. So yeah, moving right along, our next piece has to do with Disney and their movie release schedule. We have a couple of moved release dates, so we're just going to go over those real quick. Black Widow. Oh, I guess the first part of this also has to do with Black Widow. The official announcement has been made that it will be released theatrically as well as on Disney Plus. They have said that it will be a premiere release on Disney Plus, so you will have to pay more to watch it, even if you are already a Disney Plus subscriber. Because that is the case, though, we have seen previous entries into this category release at $30 on top of your Disney Plus subscription. So presumably, in order to watch Black Widow on your Disney Plus subscription feed, you will have to pay something akin to $30 as well. And then it'll be, I believe they're 48-hour rentals. And that's what your $30 gets you. So the other piece that we have in today's... Oh, no, we're talking about Disney still. I apologize. So on June 9th is when that is going to happen. No official word on the price. Shang-Chi also got a new release date of September 3rd, back from July 9th. And then Free Guy's new release date is August 13th. Free Guy is the video game centric Ryan Reynolds project that has been on ice for some time. And then the final relevant one for the nerd community is Kingsman, which is the prequel to the Kingsman, this service, whatever, the comic book based one that's in Britain, whatever. December 22nd for that movie. Kingsman, December 22nd. So that is what we have for the Disney release schedule. And now our big uplifting piece for this section is Regal Cinemas has officially announced that they will, well, Cineworld, I guess, has announced on behalf of Regal Cinemas, because Cineworld is the parent company of Regal, has announced that April 2nd is going to be the day that they officially reopen again their movie theaters. I say again because they did it once previously. I don't remember what movie it was. I know I did a review of it for Big Show Entertainment Network, but Tenet, that's what it was. Brain fart. So they closed back down very shortly after, and now they're reopening, and it sounds like this could be the reopen to end all reopens. It's going to coincide with the release of Godzilla vs. Kong. So movie theaters will be open for Godzilla vs. Kong, and then hopefully from there on, presumably also for Mortal Kombat, which is to approximately 2.5 weeks after Godzilla vs. Kong. So that's what we have for the movie section. Rumor mill. if I introduce the section, the introduction is going to be longer than the actual section itself. So we're just going to jump into it. First things first in the rumor mill, we have a rumor that is Microsoft is going to buy Discord. Discord is looking to sell. This is news. This is not something that people are just kind of putting out there to see what sticks. Discord is legitimately looking for either someone to buy them out or to invest approximately 10, I believe the number was $10 billion. And Microsoft right now seems to be the most likely buyer of the IP. It's going to be an outright purchase, according to the rumor, and not just an investment into, you know, being one of the largest investors in the company. So Microsoft buying Discord, there is a lot here that says yes. Microsoft buying up competition, Microsoft buying things to keep them relevant in the new digital age. All of that is happening. The recent purchase of Bethesda kind of speaks very the huge volumes for this. The loss of Mixer kind of was a big hit for them, or a hit, not hit in a good way, like they took a hit there, because that took them out of the streaming game. So Discord is kind of streaming adjacent, because a lot of streamers have Discord servers for their paid subscriptions and so on and so forth. So it'd be very interesting to see if this is real. Validity behind this rumor, because of all that, because we also know that Discord is looking to sell, there's pretty good chance this is legit. I'm putting this right about 75%. Only reason I'm not going higher than that is because we don't know that it's Microsoft necessarily that's going to be purchasing the company. It just seems the most likely. So our next rumor, and our only other rumor, is another source telling us a similar thing that we've been hearing for a while. It's still kind of all squirrels back to one original source, but then there's been corroborating evidence and corroborating leaks and so on and so forth. Has to do with DC Comics, not DC IP in general. So this has nothing to do with any of the animated live action series or animated or live action movies. This is just the publishing of the comic books. It seems that we have more rumors or insiders letting us know things that's saying that Warner Brothers and AT&T are in fact looking to sell off or at least shutter the comic books side of things. And this new rumor goes on to say that we actually have a couple of pretty large bidders in the purchase of said comic books. The first being Robert Kirkman, the guy who gave us The Walking Dead, apparently, is one of the front runners, as well as Steve Geppi, who is one of the upper-ups over at Diamond Distribution, who, you know, sell the comic books to the comic book shops, then sell the comic books to you. You can also go direct from Diamond, but whatever. It sounds like, according to the most reliable place for this rumor, it sounds like the possibility is that each of these two entities, so Kirkman and Company and then Steve Geppi, are both going to be potentially optioning different parts of DC publication, that they will then have the exclusive rights to do as they wish with the publication. So make the books, you know, produce the books, so on and so forth, etc., etc. Because we keep hearing this and because we get a little bit more with each rumor that is released, the validity here is slowly raising. Last time we didn't give it a whole lot of validity, but this time I'm going to give it just a slight bit more. We're going to say probably about 30% likely. I still feel like comic books are at least the main comic books that DC is still publishing, i.e. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, at times some of the Vertigo books. Definitely like reprinting Watchmen has got to be just printing your own money at this point, because it's like the most famous comic book ever, almost. I don't know. But so, yeah, 30% validity here. It seems like there is plenty of reason for WB and AT&T to hold on to publication, but it also seems like there's a little bit of reason for them to not, because they're making not as much money on the movies as they once thought they were going to, and so on and so forth, etc., etc. So that is what we have for the rumor mill, guys. Oh, hello, Nerdy Legion. It's a short episode. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to fluff. We have a few follow-ups, and I have one correction to make because I misspoke about a thing in TV streaming. All of that being said, no frills, no spills, no extra odds and ends or nothing like that. Just the hardcore news, and we're going to make it quick, so let's get into it. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts you find over there that you find interesting. And also, while you're at it, subscribe to this version, or this outlet as well, because I see the analytics and still says roughly 60% of my listeners are not subscribers, even though you come back regularly. So definitely don't forget to subscribe wherever you're getting your podcast from. If you want to go deeper into the news, you want to see some more generally nerdy content, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.